USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is marking the 75th anniversary of victory in Europe by laying a wreath at the World War II memorial. The President and First Lady observed a moment of silence in front of the memorial as TAPS was performed. Reaction continuing to come in from the government reporting that more than 20 million Americans lost their jobs in the month of April, and the unemployment rate is approaching 15%. Former economic advisor for President Trump, Stephen Moore, tells Fox Business,
I think the most important thing that investors have to be looking at is how fast these jobs will come back. Look, we knew we were going to lose a whole tens of millions of jobs when we shut down our economy. The question I think we all have to ask is, will those factories come back? For Joni, will those retail jobs come back? Will shopping centers be bulldozed, or will they see a comeback in the months ahead?
USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I like the product very much. I wake up in the morning, I'm wide awake, and I'm raring to go. I'm almost 76, and I'm working two different property management companies 6 days a week, and I was really, really dragging. I mean, I could barely get myself to work. And it all culminated when I started taking Balance of Nature. It didn't happen right away. I had to take it for a little while. And all of a sudden, I just made a mental note, hey, I'm feeling better. And I am, so I really like this product.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The governor's April jobs report is as grim as most were expecting. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has a story from Washington.
The Labor Department says over 20.5 million American jobs were lost last month because of the COVID-19 pandemic, and the nation's jobless rate soared to 14.7%. As recently as February, that rate was at a half-century low at 3.5%, the job losses exceeding the 8.7 million lost during the Great Recession. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Beauty salons in states are beginning to open as states slowly and safely begin to reopen parts of their economy. In San Antonio, Texas, Susanna Carbull says she can't wait to get back to work and cut folks' hair.
I know my guy clients, they're like, oh my gosh, my hair's never been this long before. So it's going to be good before and after pictures, that's for sure.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and other top Democrats are beginning to outline what Democrats' priorities are for the next phase of coronavirus funding. Democrats are wanting to prioritize health care and frontline workers, as well as funding for state and local governments. Republican Senator from Florida Marco Rubio tells Fox News we need to pump the brakes just a little bit here.
When it comes to states and local governments, I would say this. If a local government, we should not be paying for their debt, right? So whatever problems they had coming into this thing, this is not an opportunity to get that stuff paid off. If we're talking about loss in revenue, you know, they were going to generate $1 million this year, and instead they only generated $500,000, there is something I'm willing to talk about, and I'll tell you why, because ultimately what you're going to see is affected is garbage pickup, police officers, firefighters, essential services, and, you know, local governments that we are counting on them to provide a lot of these services in the front lines of some of this response, and those workers shouldn't be the ones paying the price. So I think there's a difference between bailing out states who have debt because they didn't manage their investment funds and retirement funds, and helping them with loss of revenue so they can continue basic government operations. There's a big difference between the two.
And finally, a North Carolina man's loyalty to some fortune cookie numbers is finally paying off. The Charlotte resident has been playing the same numbers from a fortune cookie for the past 5 years. He finally won $2 million in the Mega Millions jackpot on Wednesday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.